that I, again, we will end.
Don't worry.
There's a quote that I usually like to start this year with. Pasuk tells us, Arye shag mi lo yira. When the lion roars, who is not in awe? Mi lo yira. And some of the Darshei Rishumo, some of the Bali Machshava say, Arye is Rosh Tevis, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Hoshana Rabbah. When the lion roars, Arye Yishag, when the lion roars, Milo Yira, who is not in awe? And the mashal given is that, let's say you're coming down one of these like very tight paths in the old city, getting here, there's one way, the only way you go this way and that way, you turn one of the corners, all of a sudden you see a lion coming down. You're like, oh my gosh, you start running away, I didn't know there are lions here, the Middle East is... And yet if you go to the zoo, nice biblical zoo or the safari, the first place you go, I want to see the lions. I want to go, I want to check out the lions. So why in the first case, you're walking down the street, you pass a lion, you're running away. You don't want to be near them. And yet, at the zoo, you want to go see. Because the difference is there a hefsek? Is there a machitza between me and the lion? If the lion's over there and I'm over here, that's not scary. That's fine. There's a moat. There's a gate in between. So that's fine. I'm not scared. But if there's no hefsek, if there's no machitza, it's just me and the lion. That's pretty scary. That's awesome in the true sense of the word awesome. We use it now as colloquial. But the awesome day, the Yom Noraim, our job is to break down the walls between us and the lion. We're at the last stop. Arye Yishag, Milo Yira, Elul's gone. Rosh Hashanah is past. Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah. The last day of the Yom Noraim. The last time tomorrow morning, we'll hear by Shacharis, by Musaf, the Chazan knows what he's doing. We'll hear some of the tunes of the Yom Noraim. It's the last day for another year. So we have to try to get the most and break down any walls and mechitzas between us and Hoshana Rabbah and get the most out of the last 25 hours of Sukkot that we have before we have Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Do what we can to get the most out of this evening. So I'd like to talk about one question. That's what we're going to talk about. One question, three answers. That's the shiur. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, source number one, Tanya ki vasukos oshavti es b'nei Yisrael. Hashem placed us in sukkos. What is sukkos? What are booths? So we know, well-known machlokes, ananei akavet ha-yudivir b'liezer. B'liezer says they were clouds of glory, ananei akavet. Hashem surrounded us with these protective clouds that smoothed every pothole, that made everything safe for us. So that's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva Omer Sukkos Mamish Asur Lahem. Rabbi Akiva says, no. It was Mamish's actual boots, actual Sukkos, huts that we had, little shacks that we had in the Midbar. Machlokes. Very unusual. Usually, you don't have such a machlokes. We're not going to get into now. Is this a machlokes and Metzius? Arguing about what happened? No, they're arguing about what was the reason that we have the holiday. Is it such an important machlokes for us to know about? It's historical. But the poskim quote, no, we poskim. We poskim like one of the days. We pass like Rabbi Akiva. I'm sorry, we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. The Torah quotes at the beginning of the Sukkah. Simitafrei Shchapei. Basukkah Seisur Shivas Yamim. And the Torah quotes in the where it's underlined. Basukkah Sha'omer HaKasav Shoshivenu Bahem. The Sukkahs that the Pasuk says that Hashem placed us in. Him Anane Kvodo Shehikifan Bahem. Hashem protected us. Leval Yaakov Em Shar V'Shemes. So that we would be protected from the elements. B'chulu. Well, not for now, but you can just look in the Bach on this tour. Bach discusses what the tour is doing here. The tour is a halachist. The tour tells us what the halach is. The tour seems to be going into Tami HaMitzvahs here, on tour-like. So why is the tour doing this? So you can look at that Bach, a big discussion about that mitzvah. But this is what we know. We sit in the Sukkah because Hashem surrounded us with clouds of glory thousands of years ago, and we have tremendous Hakaras HaTov for Hashem, and it's wonderful and amazing, and that's what we think about when we sit in the Sukkah. Question. The Gemara tells us in the second time, the Saftes, in the first parak there, source number three, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shlosha Parnasim Tovim Amdu Yisrael. There were three great leaders that led us in for those 40 years. The Eluhein, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, the three great biblical figures, the three siblings. You don't get three greater siblings in history. Vishalosh Batonos Tovos Nidnu Al Yadam. And b'schus these three great personalities, we were zocha to three miracles throughout our years in the desert. As the Gemara says, Ve'eluhein Be'er Anan Vaman. We have the Be'er, the well. Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly it was, but it was a source of water that traveled with us in the desert. The Be'er, that was Bischus Miriam. Bischus Miriam, we got water. Bischus Amud Anan, Bischus Aaron. Bischus Aaron, we got the clouds of glory that surround us. Mon, Bischus Moshe. The big three, Mon, Be'er, Ananei HaKoven, Moshe, Aaron, Miriam. Ask all the Achronim. The Rishonim don't deal with this, but ask all the Achronim. Three miracles, three amazing events that took place, and only one of them gets a holiday. What do we do for the Mon? Lecha Mishnah. Okay, that's fine. But there's no holiday for the Mon. That was pretty amazing. You wake up every morning, you go outside, and depending on how great of a tzaddik you are, you know, how close the Mon was, it fell onto the desert, you ever drop something in the sand? You can never get off all the sand. You can wipe it and wipe it. It's always crunchy when you start eating it. No, but the Mon fell in a nice, the first ever biblical Ziploc bag, right? You pick it up, it's perfect, it's beautiful. Pretty amazing things. You go out, exactly as much as many people as are in your family, that's how much you bring home, no more, no less. No mitzvah, no holiday. And the Be'er, water. Can't live without water. Be'er Miriam. Only the Ananei HaKoven. Why only did the Ananei HaKoven, is that Zoche to a holiday and not the other two miracles? That's our question. Three answers. Answer number one. Says the Mabit. Mabit was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef in Sfat, 1500s. Says the Mabit in the Beis Elokim, that's his halachic sefer, that's his hashkafic sefer. Right, he wrote the Kiryat Sefer on the Rambam. And the Mabit in the Beis Elokim. Source 4. There are three parts to the Beis Elokim. One of them is the Shar HaYesodos, Yeshar Tshuva, Tefillah, Shar HaYesodos. V'roi lasis tam b'makom zeh, source number 4. L'masha re'inu shukva chagasukas remez la'ananei HaKoven. Why is it? And again, thinking about this question, it goes to the essence of the holiday of Sukkot. What's so special about Sukkot that we have to think about the Ananei HaKoven? Why was that miracle different than the other two? Right, the other two don't get a holiday. Why does only the Ananei HaKoven get out? We only have 24 hours left to think about this. We can think about it the whole year, but to be Mekayim this. So what is it about the holiday of Sukkot connected to the Ananei HaKoven that's different than the Mon and the Be'er? So says the Mabit. First line. L'masharinu shukva chaka sukkas remez Ananei HaKoven v'lo hukva shum remez l'neisa Be'er v'amon shismidu gamken kalaboyim shana. That also was for 40 years. Shema midbar b'schus achim aroim b'schus the wonderful great siblings ve'ef shalomar, says the Mabit. Ki gam sha Be'er v'amon hayunisim mufursamim. Yes, they were miraculous. All three were miraculous. All three were lamalim and ateva. But kivon shahayadaver hechrachi she efshar b'limit yusam klau luhufa remez lahem. Hashem took out 2 million people to the desert. But he's not going to give us bread and water. We're going to starve. Yes, he had to do it in a miraculous way because it's in the desert. There's no sources of water there. There's no sources of food. So the Mon, the Be'er. But you know what? Hashem could have had to do that for us. Hashem had to give us bread and water because we had to survive. That doesn't reflect and show how much Hashem loves us. Because he had to do it. Avo Ananei HaKoven, Shelo Hayo Kol Kach Hechrachi. The clouds of glory, did we need that? Was that a necessity? That was above and beyond what Hashem had to do for us. When Hashem does something extra for us that wasn't needed, so that shows Hashem's love. And that gets a holiday. When a parent buys a child socks and undershirts, that doesn't really show that he loves the child. When he gets the child something very special, something that's not a necessity, that reflects love. That reflects the special relationship that the parent has to the child. We make a holiday for the Ananei HaKoven because that's the miracle that shows Hashem loves us. And maybe this connects unbelievably to a Sfas Emes. I didn't know this Sfas Emes until researching for this year. It's an amazing Sfas Emes that we could even think about in our day and age. The Sfas Emes on Hanukkah. Sfas Emes in source number 5 tells us there are three regala midaraisa. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Says the Sfas Emes, the rabbinic holidays are keneged the biblical holidays. The holidays derabanan are keneged the holidays daraisa.
Let's read this Hasanis. Chanukah v'Purim im ha'aretz me'regalim. Chanukah and Purim receive their spiritual light from the regalim. Rak ha'gimul regalim mifurashim b'Torah im Torah shebichsav. Pesach shavuot sukkis, they're in the Torah. V'yesh ne'gezeh gam kein regalim mitorah shebal peh. There are Torah shebal peh holidays also. V'hem oros ha'mekablim kedim yonar alavana. Shimaracham, it's like the moon that gets the reflection of the light of the sun. Kiyadua. And he says, what's the parallel? So Sfas Ebed says, Purim is Shavuos. Right, Purim, Kimu v'Kiblu. Kimu Masha Kiblu Kfar, it was not a Kabbalah Satorah. So Purim is Keneged Shavuos. Chanukah is Keneged Sukkos. There are many parallels we're not going into now between the holiday of Chanukah and Sukkot. The first Sukkot might have been on Chanukah, one of the 500 answers of why it's 8 days and not 7 days, because that's be parallel to Chanukah, and Chanukah is 8 days. But there are many parallels which we're not going to get into fully, except for one point, Chanukah and Sukkot, just parenthetically. And the Sfas Emes says, and what's parallel to Pesach? That's a holiday that didn't happen yet. That's a rabbinic holiday that has to do with freedom and redemption that didn't happen yet. Bahamev and Yavin, I'll just leave it at that. Says the, well, depending who you ask. Says the Sfas Emes. Chanukah and Sukkot. So what do we just say from the Mabit? The whole essence of Sukkot. Why do we have a holiday for Sukkot? Because of the Ani Yakovin. Why not the Ani Yakovin and not the other two miracles? Because that is an extra unneeded miracle that Hashem did for us that shows that He loves us. Already start thinking. Chanukah has the same idea. There's a question, if you could call it a famous Pnei Yeshua, we'll make it famous right now. The Pnei Yeshua Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph. One of the major questions that are discussed on Chanukah, besides the question I just alluded to, why is Chanukah 8 days and not 7 days? But the Pnei Yeshua is Kasha. Why do we even need the miracle of an Ace Hakshem? Right, they found the oil, an amazing miracle. They had a little bit of tar oil that burned for 8 days. Ask the Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos Chaf Aleph. Leish l'tamua, kol torech nezeh lama. Why do they need the miracle? What's the principle? Tuma, kutra, betzibur. You only have tamay oil, so use tamay oil. What's the big deal? Hashem had to do a whole miracle in order for us. There, it lasted 8 days. Just run out, and you only have tamay oil, use tamay oil. That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. So various answers given, but what's the Pnei Yeshua's answer? You're right. It wasn't needed. But Hashem gave us that miracle to show how much He loves us. To show, that was the last, second to last, besides Beitar, one of the last open miracles in history, right, in the middle of Bayis Sheni. Why did Hashem do the miracle? To give us chizuk, to show that He loves us, says this Pnei Yeshua. It's exactly what the Mabit just said about Sukkot. Why Sukkot? To Anane HaKavid. An unneeded nace? That's why. It wasn't necessity. Because it shows Hashem's love for us. That's Sukkot and that's Chanukah. And there are many examples. I gave you, we're not going to go through all of them. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a piece in the Sichus Musar. Historically, Hashem often, in the days of old, did unneeded, so to speak, miracles to show even an individual, I'm with you, I love you, don't have yeyush, don't give up, it's going to be okay. What's his first example? Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, what does Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz say? You remember the Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev? Yosef was just sold by his brothers, and he's on a caravan with a bunch of Arabs, and guess what? The caravan has besamim. Sweet smelling spices. He smells like he just got on a perfume truck. Why? Because Hashem didn't want such a tzaddik to be traveling down to the Mitzrayim and it's foul smelling. Let's think about this. He was just thrown into a pit with snakes and scorpions. He probably was davening for his life there. He was like disgusted. This is what my brothers do with brothers like these. They take him up, oh, they're having rahmanas on me. They throw me to a bunch of Arabs, and the Arabs sell me to a bunch of other Arabs. And maybe my father even sent me out here because he's had enough of me, right? Because my father sent me out here to look for my brothers. He's all a little good smelling caravan. It's going to make him feel a little better. Right? Oh, it smells good. Oh. Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, yes. The answer is because Hashem is giving him a little bit of an unneeded nace. a little, I'm still with you. It's all part of the divine plan. Yosef, don't have yesh. You're not alone. I'm with you. Right, look at the line 16. L'char HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'alam Aseinu Menel Gamrei, as Hashem seems to be turning his eyes away from me. V'ari Yavud V'nishkach, he's forgotten, he's lost. B'shoa HaKadosh Hazu, at this moment, Nir Mazlo Men HaShamayim She'ein HaDavar Kein. Hashem gives him a remez and says, it's not so. I'm with you. Mazlo Lo Reach Tov Shalo K'derech HaTeva. Right, so much. And other examples, maybe just to mention one more. A fascinating Arachayim HaKadosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu. He told Avram Avinu, remember, Bris Ben Avasarim? It's very, very amazing, but difficult nevuah. The first time Hashem talks to Avram Avinu with a covenant. Avram, I'm going to have a treaty with you. You're going to be my people, all your descendants. But you know what? Vavadim ve'inu osam. It's going to be terrible. There's going to be galus and darkness. And she eventually, though, got out. V'achrecha yechid v'chush gadol don anofi. Kadosh Baruch Hu shows Avram Avinu, Eretz Yisrael, towards the bottom of the page. The pasuk says, on line, where is it? Line 41, bottom of page 2. Sonei necho re'eim en amakam asherat omeid sham. Lift up your eyes and see from the place where you are, safona v'negma v'yamba v'kema. All the directions, north, south, east, west. Avram, from where you are, look north, south, east, west, and you'll see Eretz Yisrael. Esther Achaim HaKadosh. If I'm looking in one direction, how do I see all four directions? Hashem says, look, and I'll show you north, south, east, west. You know what the Rechaim HaKadosh says? Hashem kept Avram looking, and he swiveled the world so that Hashem could see Eretz Yisrael from all the directions. Right? Avram stood still, and the earth was swiveled. What kind of nation do you have to swivel the world for? Avram Avinu, tell Avram, look that way, and look that way, and look that way, look now. Avram Avinu, we have a special relationship. A nation, lo b'derech hateva, that's not needed. Because that's about the love that we have for our Kaddish Baruch. And it's even alluded to, also a Chiddush, turn the page. The Tosfos Yontif tells us it's alluded to in the different name of Hashem that we use. This is all, by the way, number one. This is the longest one, go on. Right? The name that we used when we get an aliyah and when we bench. Says the Tosfos Yontif in Brachos. When we bench with a zimun, what's the name of Hashem that we add? Elokeinu, Elokim, which is Midas Adin. And when we make a bracha on the Torah, we use Yudke Vavke. Why is that? Shem HaRachamim. Because says the Tosfos Yontif, when we bench, it's food. Hashem made us alive. He has to kind of give us food. So we use the Jim Elokim, Midas Hadin. Hashem has to give us food. That doesn't exactly show his love. We have to thank him. But Torah, do we need the Torah? Did Hashem have to give us the Torah? Do most people in the world have the Torah? No! Torah is a matana Torah. You gave up. Because we recognize it's not needed in the same way. Message number one of the Ananei HaKavod, as opposed to the other two, is to always remember how much Hashem loves us and how much He cares for us, even more than a parent for a child, no matter what age and stage and where we've been and where we are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special place in His heart for every single Jew. Every single Jew. Daf Yomi, a couple of days ago, last week, Kiddushin Lamed Vav, source number 9, Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, the Pasuk says in Re'eh, you are children, Banim Atem. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you're acting like Banim, then you're Banim. Rabbi Meir, are we passing like Rabbi Meir? No. Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem is a reality. It doesn't matter how the child is acting, he's a ben of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbi Meir, source number 9, Rabbi Meir Omer, Benkach uVenkach, Atem Kruyim Banim, Shenemer Banim Schalim V'chulu. And the Maral explains, and that's Netzach Yisrael, because a child to a parent, it doesn't matter what a child does, a parent will always take the child back and love the child and caress the child. And when the child, even if the child messes up himself, but the parent loves the child. Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem says, we are always His children. There's a love that never wavers. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur, the greatest miracle in the history of the world was not Kriyas Yamsuf, was not Maimed Har Sinai, was not the walls of Yericho falling down. The greatest miracle in the history of the world, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, is that the Jewish people are still around. Because in every single century, in the past 2,000 years, there have been enemies that didn't want us here. Ad Hayom Hazeh, surrounded by billions of people who would rather not have us learning Torah here tonight in this state. And yet we're still around. You have a greater miracle. Thinking about the Crusades and thinking about everything that we've gone through. There's never been a greatest miracle. And where does that come from? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Am Yisrael. And he said this 300 years ago. Kal v'chomer, ben benosho kal v'chomer, over what happened the past couple hundred years. Message number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. Number two. Second idea, again, what's our original question? Why do we have a holiday, the Anan HaKavod? Why do we have a holiday? We're up to number 11. Why do we have a holiday for the Anan HaKavod, Sukkis, and we don't have a holiday for the Be'er and the Mon? The first answer was, because we didn't need the Anan HaKavod. That was extra. One second, Rabbi Simon quotes in the Sefer on Sukkis, quotes from Achronim. One second, is that really true? We didn't need the Anan HaKavod? What do you mean we didn't need the Anan HaKavod? We were in the desert. Snakes and scorpions and dangerous heat and freezing at night. What do you mean we didn't need the Anan HaKavod? Okay, it wasn't bread and water, but we didn't need it. We needed it. So what's the Mabit talking about? So you have to say, he quotes this from Achronim. Fitzarech Lomar, source 11. Sha'asu lahem Yisrael by Midbar Sukkis Masih Yedei Adam. Everybody agrees that in the Midbar we also made physical huts. And that afforded us basic protection from the elements. Hashem with the Anan HaKavod gave us super protection. Our basic, we made the huts, and that protected us on a basic level. So it wasn't needed. Elo di Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went above and beyond and gave us super protection with the Anan HaKavod. I think there's a message from here, a second idea. A second idea, and that is, this allows us, if you think about the difference, the Mon and the Be'er were total HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We had nothing to do with it. Mon came from heaven. Water came from Hashem. Regarding our protection, we took part in our own redemption. We teamed up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a man teams up with Hashem to bring salvation, there's nothing greater or more sweet. Many Mefarshim are bothered. We say every single day of our life, Oz Yashir Moshe, the Shira that Klal Yisrael said at Kriyas Yamsuf. And the question that we showed him asked, why don't we sing at Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why don't we sing at Makas Bechoros? We only sung at Kriyas Yamsuf? What, the 10 Makas weren't enough? Makas Bechoros, Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'yechretz Kalav Lashono. Why'd we sing only later? Because up until that point, and this is what the Meshech Chachma says in Source 13. Up until that moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, it was all Hashem. We had nothing to do with it. We were undeserving. We didn't take the first step. We were sitting ducks in Mitzrayim. We had no zechuyos. It was all Hashem. Every makkah and makkas bechoros. And he said, everything. So it's amazing. But it doesn't call for Shira. Kriyas Yamsuf, we went in. Call it different Gemaras, Nachshon Ben Aminadav. But what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Moshe says, Hashem, what are we supposed to do? The water's in front of us. The Mitzrayim are behind us. What does Hashem say? What are you screaming at me for? Tell him to go. Tell him to go? You mean to go? There's an ocean in front of us. What do you mean go? Tell them to go. Says the Meshech Chachma, that was a moment in history that changed forever the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe ein lam Yisrael ela Lisa, says the Meshech Chachma. Nira de Mefarish, dechol b'nei Yisrael al chuachre Moshe, kitzon b'bik achar aroa. Up until that moment, we were like sheep following the shepherd. We were just little shepselach, just going across, and Moshe's leading us. Go here, go there. Amnam bayam, Hashem says, enough being sheep. You got to take charge a little bit of your life. Siv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, sheyisach harei am. Let the am go first. Vehema be'munasam yo yelchu b'toch hayam, u'bizchus ha'nesiyah, they're taking part. So that's something that is different, and that's why the Dafka said Shira, at a time when they participated. Rav Soloveitchik says, isn't it fascinating that if we knew exactly, as some say we know, but let's say we would go to Har Sinai today, in the Sinai Desert, the place where the Torah was given, guess what? We'd be able to go have a football catch on it. Because it has no Kedusha today. Har Sinai has no Kedusha today. And yet, right over there, a stone's throw away, we can't walk. Because the Har Moriah, the Kedusha is forever on Har Abayis. What's the difference? The Makoma, that Nesinas HaTorah? There's no Kedusha? What's the difference? Says Rav Soloveitchik, because in Maimon Har Sinai, it was all God. Hashem gave us the Torah. We received. Har HaMoriah, Avraham Avinu, did it. He imbued the Kedusha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was a shutif in the Mekadesh of Har HaMoriah. When we participate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's reason for Shira. That's reason for celebration. And that's a reason for a holiday. Because the other two, the Mun and the Be'er, it was all God. Our protection, the Anani HaKavod, we built the Sukkos. We participated. And when we participate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a reason for a holiday. Rav Soloveitchik gives other examples, which we're not going to go into. There's a Rabbi Eisenman from Passaic, he has a sefer out, beautiful sefer stories, quotes in there that a number of years ago, there was a terrible fire in the town. And he and a number of other Rabbanim came out with a achraza, they put it out in all the newspapers, that, you know, there's a family that had a terrible fire, a bunch of kids. You know, if anybody can help with anything, whatever you could do to help will be appreciated. And it was signed by four or five Rabbanim. And he writes in his book that a few months after this fire, he and two other Rabbanim went to visit this family that lost everything. They go to the family and they sit with them and they say that the community has been amazing and wonderful. It's just unbelievable how the outpouring, and no, Ein Kamo Am Yisrael, especially, and this is a made up name, this is the name he uses in the book, especially Edith Bateman. Edith Bateman? Edith Bateman is an 85-year-old Holocaust survivor from Auschwitz that lives on the other side of... Edith Bateman? She comes every Monday, she takes all of our laundry, she brings it back on Thursday, folded and pressed and clean. They're like, Edith, wow! He said, right after they went from that house, they went to the other side of town to find Edith Bateman. They go, it's like a rent-subsidized building on the other side of town, run down. They no elevator. They walk up 10 flights of stairs. They walk into this apartment. It's boiling hot. And Edith Bateman, this older woman, enters the door. She sees the rabbanim there. She's like turning red. She's like, whoa, what's going on? They're like, calm down, calm. It's okay, it's okay. They're like, we just wanted to talk to you a little bit. She's like, I don't have anything to give you. I'm so sorry. What? And they said, it's okay. We just want to talk to you for a few minutes. She's like, what? What's... We heard that you help out the so-and-so family every week. And all of a sudden, she started to get like a little embarrassed, but she started to have a little shine. Rabbi Eisenman writes, and they're like, what, you do their laundry? She's like, yeah, every Monday I go there, I take two buses with my little shopping carts, I go there, I take all their clothes, I get back on the bus with it. They're like, isn't that a schlep? Isn't that hard? And she said, you don't understand. When I was in the camps, Rahmanul Itzlan, everything was terrible, but one of the worst things was the stench, was the smell. It was unbearable. of clothing, of rotting flesh. It was terrible. I made a promise to myself. I said, if I make it out of here alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my kids will always have freshly laundered, clean, beautiful smelling clothes. And I made it out. But Hashem never blessed me with children. So, I was never able to fulfill my promise. Until a few months ago. I saw that ad in the paper that you said, whatever you could do to help will be appreciated. I said, wow, here's my chance. And I went there and I take their clothes. And I clean them with love. And I, quote, I feel like the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kadoshim doing the Avoda on Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Eisman said, as the tears were rolling down their faces, Edith Bateman teamed up with HaKadosh Baruch to bring Geula to this family. When we participate, Anane HaKavid, we celebrate that so many times we can participate with HaKadosh Baruch to bring redemption, to bring help, to bring Yeshuas to others. That second idea, Anane HaKavid, why is it different than the other two? The other two were straight from HaKadosh Baruch. Here we participate. Here this was like Kriyas Yamsuf. And the third idea, third and final idea, the Chida. The Chida writes, the Chida has many, many Sfarim. Chida Chaim Yosef David Azulai. He wrote, they say, I think he wrote 71 Sfarim. He lived 71 years, one for every year of his life, but I don't think he started at one or two. Must have caught up. But the Chida writes in Rosh David, source 15. Adonai HaKavin Nesunim Nesunim Hema B'li She'ela. The Mon and the Be'er came to us after we complained. We're thirsty. We want water. There's no water here. Hashem gives us the Be'er. We're hungry. We're starving. Hashem gives us the Mon. You complain. We complained for it and we got it. That's not a reason to celebrate. The Adonai HaKavin, we didn't complain. We didn't complain about anything to be merit the Ananei HaKavod. Masha'enken halachma v'Ananei HaKavod, b'li she'ela. Masha'enken halachma v'hamayim, nasa lehem, nasa itan lehem, ade she'ela, b'tzluna v'taromes, l'chein lo nitztavino l'aso secher, k'ema Ananei HaKavod. Why didn't we ask for the Ananei HaKavod? Because there was an element of emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and what does Yirmiyahu HaNavi say? We had emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take care of us. We lost it sometimes. Sometimes we didn't lose the emunah. We kind of like lost ourselves for a moment and we complained and we were misloaning. But deep down, a Jew's emunah is rock solid. And we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of us. And it might be difficult and challenging, but he's going to take care of us. And it's that emunah that carried us into the desert. Without asking for protection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just came to us. And getting back to that same pasuk that we quoted earlier, there's an unreal Arachayim HaKadosh. I remember I heard this many years ago. Rabbi Ephraim Waxman spoke about this Arachayim. He says, it's a scary one, but it shows you the power. The Arachayim on that pasuk, remember the pasuk says, Moshe says to Hashem, HaKriyas Yamsuf, what are we supposed to do? They start davening to Hashem. What does Hashem say to him? What are you davening for? What are you davening for? Arachayim says, what are you davening for? What else does a Jew do when he's Bitzaris? What do you mean? What are you davening for? What does Hashem mean by that? Ma titzak Eli. Dabera b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Don't, now is not the time to daven. What do you mean it's not the time to daven? Ask the Arachayim HaKadosh. What else is a Jew supposed to do? Surah 16. Kasha ulamul mi yitzak im lo Hashem alokav. Urebram be'isara. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh. And only he can say it. At the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, as we know the Midrashim talk about, we started fighting with each other also, and there was Midas Hadin, do we really deserve to be saved? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a system of Din and Rachamim, and the Archaim explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, whatever this means, look at line 11, Ein Hadavar Tali Biyadi. Hashem says, it's not only up to me to save you. Hagam shani chafetz asos neis. I want to do a miracle for you. Kibat shenim ruyim midas adin monas. But because you're not so deserving, midas adin is saying no. what's the only Eitzah that could overpower? A reflection of emuna that a Jew shows in me. If he connects himself to me in an ironclad way, then that bond can never be broken. And that will overcome and allow me to do a miracle. Go into the water. Go until your neck. Go until your nose. And that reflection of emuna will show and connect us that even me, that's a din, can't break that. That's the emuna of a Jew. That's the Ananiya Kavod. We didn't complain. And we was up at the Ananiya Kavod. Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, the greats of this city. Zonnenfeld had a very difficult life. He had an amazing life, but he had 11 children and 8 of them predeceased him. And he was once asked, how do you keep your strength? He says, you know what? When there's an earthquake, Rahman al-Athan, everybody's running for cover, you're running here, you don't know what's safe. What, this building, that building? The only thing that's safe is that if there's a rope from on top, you just hold the rope connecting you to heaven, and you hold the rope for dear life, so whatever's going on around, it's okay because you're holding onto that rope. Says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, I just hold on to that rope of emunah, that rope of connection to the one above. So no matter what is going on around me, I'm strong. I hold it, and that allows me to continue. That's the emunah of a Jew, and that's we rezochet to the Ananei HaKavod because of that emunah. We didn't complain. We knew Hashem would take care of us. So we have 3 ideas about why the Ananei HaKavod merit a holiday and not the other 2, the Mon and the Be'er, as great as they were. Number 1, because it's a miracle that wasn't needed. Hashem had to give us bread and water, basic necessities, in a miraculous way, because we're in the middle of the desert. But this one showed Hashem's unbelievable love for us, number 1. Number 2, because we were mishtatef, because we participated and teamed up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that itself is reason for Shira, Kriyas Yamsuf over Yetzias Mitzrayim, Har HaMoriah versus Har Sinai, Edith Bateman. And number 3, because it reflects our strong emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ananei HaKavod. We didn't complain, we knew Hashem would take care of us. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, we hold on to that rope. If you think about all 3 answers, the first answer is about the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His love for us. If you think about the 3rd answer, it's about our godless. It's about the emunah that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you think about the 2nd middle answer, it's about the beautiful partnership that we have with the one above. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to team up with Him, to partner with Him, to be able to be an Or LaGoyim and a Kiddush Hashem. Sukkot is about showing it to all the nations. It's about teaming up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being that light unto the nations. There was a chassid, maybe you've heard this before, there was a chassid that once came to the Baal Shem Tov and said, Rebbe, I heard all these stories in the Gemara, I want to see Eliyahu HaNavi. I want to see Eliyahu HaNavi. And the Baal Shem Tov says, really, you do? Eliyahu HaNavi? Okay, he says, you know what, this Shabbos, you know, go to the next town and then you'll see Eliyahu HaNavi. It's like, that simple? That's great. So he says, okay, great. So before Shabbos, he goes, he buys this big, huge fruit platter because, like, you want to bring Eliyahu HaNavi something. So he goes, and he goes to the next town. He goes Friday night, he goes into shul, and he sees, he's looking on the Mizrach wall. Oh, which one? Which one with the white beard? Maybe it's him. Maybe he has a long Shemoneh Esrei. Maybe it's him. Like, who is it? I don't know. The beautiful davening, they finish davening. Finish davening, people start going out. Good Shabbos. They're wishing him good Shabbos. He's there till the end. The Shaman says, I got to close up. You have a place for Shabbos? Yeah, I'll figure it out. But he goes out. He's like, what was the Baal Shem Tov saying to me? What am I supposed to do? I need a place for Shabbos. So he goes to the first house that he sees next to the shul. He knocks on the door. Knock, knock. This woman answers. It's like an almana with a bunch of kids. She's like, yes, could I help you? He's like, I was supposed to be in a place for Shabbos, and I had this big fruit platter. She's like, oh, come in. We'll find you a place. And he goes in. He feels really uncomfortable, but whatever. After Shabbos, he goes back to the Baal Shem Tov. He says, Rebbe, I went there for Shabbos, there was no Eliyahu HaNavi. He says, next Shabbos. You don't have kashas from the bash. Okay, next Shabbos. So he goes, next Shabbos, and again, he buys a big fruit platter, And he goes next Shabbos, and all now they're starting to look at him like funny. Did you move in? I don't know. Like, what's going on? I recognize you from last week. And say doesn't see anybody new here. He's like, maybe somebody's going to like take off their shirt and say, I'm Eliyahu Navi. But same thing, same davening, same everything. He goes over, everybody's Shabbos, you need a place, Tom, okay. Shabbos like, what does the Baal Shem Tov want from me? So he goes out of something. Okay? Goes to the first house again, knocks on the door, the woman's like, oh, he's like, yeah, I was in another place. Like, it's fine, please, come in, here, kids, find him a place to sit. And now he's really upset. Like, what am I wasting my time for? So he goes back to Rav Baal Shem Tov after the second Shabbos. He says, Rebbe, I went a second time. Rav Baal Shem Tov says, next Shabbos. Next Shabbos. Okay? Third Shabbos. He buys the big fruit platter, and he goes, and he starts going to the shul, and now they're like, did you move in? Should we welcome you? Baruch haba? No, even I didn't move in. I'm just here visiting. And it's like, he feels like, he's like, what? He's like, I don't see anybody new here. So maybe somebody's going to come in by Kabbalah Shabbos. And he's looking. He's like, what is going on here? It's like the third time, before the Shabbos comes, I'm leaving, don't worry. He goes out of the house, and he starts walking to the house. What's he supposed to do? He's walking towards the house. He's about to knock on the door of this house, and he hears from inside the house, he hears a bunch of kids crying to their ima, Mommy, what are we going to eat? We're starving. We have nothing. We have what's going to be? We have no food. And he hears the mother telling the children inside, don't worry. Maybe Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come back again this Shabbos. Because each of us could be an Eliyahu HaNavi. Because each of us could partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring Yeshua and Geula and good feelings to other people. You don't have to look anywhere else for Eliyahu HaNavi. Just look inside of us and recognize how much Hashem loves us, how much He believes in our emuna, and how much we could partner with Him. That's how what we have to think about in these last couple of hours of Sukkot, which would be Zochet, to be able to sit in the Tzilut Dehemnusa, in feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, feeling His love with our strong emuna, partnering with Him for many, 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 many years, Be'ez Hashem, Ad Bi'ez Kol Tzedek, B'mehirah Yameinu. Thank you.